angle. C'est magnifique.
Welcome to another Totally Wired with me, Brian Droid, and this is a Sparks special, Sparks in the 70s, in fact. So it's a part one, part two will be following sometime in the future. And strangely, we started not with Sparks, but with a band called Half Nelson, which was indeed the precursor of Sparks, a five-piece. That was a song called High C from 1971, shortly afterwards. The band did indeed change their name to Sparks and released the album A Woofer in Tweeter's Clothing in 1973. And from that album, this is a track called Roger.
Between the wealth that I have now and the wealth that they all want to have. Let's ask Roger, Roger, if he knows what I mean. Roger, Roger, let's take your suit. How does she do it, Roger?
Roger There from 1973. Now, in 1974, Sparks took the decision to relocate to the UK. They released another album, Kimono My House, and from that they released a single which would change everything. The Top of the Pops appearance caused shock, horror and amazement, much in the way that Bowie's did. This, of course, is the seminal, wonderful, This Town Ain't Big Enough for the Both of Us.
Heartbeat, increasing heartbeat. You are a khaki-colored bomber.
That was Amateur Hour, also from the Kimono My House album 1974, by Sparks, the Mail Brothers, Russell Mail, the tousle herd operatic one, Ron Mail, the static, quirky, mustachioed keyboard player from Los Angeles, California. Hot on the heels of Kimono My House came Propaganda in that same year. And from that album, this was also a single, Never Turn Your Back on Mother Earth.
When she's on her best behavior, don't be tempted by her favors. Never turn your back on Mother Earth. Times are hard for me to be by hands that look so
in the glam rock climate of 1974, Sparks were feted by screaming teeny boppers appearing on pop shows, children's shows. But there was a darker, more sinister, operatic, experimental side to Sparks that made them outshine many of the other bands of the era. This next track being a case in point. When bands all around them were writing songs about I Just Want to Be Close to You, Baby, Sparks decided to write one about the opposite, a guy who couldn't stand to be in the same room as the girl. Also from Propaganda, from 1974, this is the magnificent Don't Leave Me Alone With Her.
Just to stop the rush, it'd be a surreal. Let me check your life and hope it's gone.
In 1975, Sparks embarked on their most ambitious project yet, the album Indiscreet. It had elements of swing, ragtime, big band orchestras. Teaming up with Tony Visconti was a shrewd move. And from that album, this is a track called In the Future. Future there from the album Indiscreet, and literally sounding as though it was recorded in the future, I might add. Now, also in 1975, as if to compound the unpredictable strangeness, Sparks did a cover version of the Beatles, no less, in their own inimitable style, and this is I Wanna Hold Your Hand.
Sure.
Radio Rectangle, c'est magnifique.
Sparks in a romantic mood there with the Beatles' I Wanna Hold Your Hand from 1975. Many of those songs seemed obsessed with women and girls. You won't be surprised, I imagine. And before moving on from Indiscreet, one more song. This is The Lady Is Lingering. In 1976, Sparks took the decision to return to America to record their sixth album, Big Beat. It had a rockier sound, a softer AOR American sound, some might say. They were worried about becoming jaded, as if. And from that album, as if to corroborate on my previous point about the female obsession, this is a song called Throw Her Away, open brackets, and get a new one, close brackets.
Rolling on.
And yes, that is how it ends, abruptly. This next song was originally recorded in 1973 but never released, but it made it onto Big Beat. It was one of their live favourites, and this is I Like Girls.
Has your choice been made?
Yeah!
Just heard A Big Surprise from the album Introducing Sparks, a strange title, even stranger, released in the middle of the 1977 punk explosion. Understandably, it was overlooked. Had the rest of the world finally caught up with their experimentation, and now they were sounding passé? Well, no, because what they did next was nothing short of visionary. Teaming up with electronic pioneer Giorgio Moroder in 1979, ahead of the electronic curve, they released Number One in Heaven, and this is the almost title track, the number one song in heaven. So that brings us to the end of this look at Sparks in the 70s. We will certainly see what they did next in a future show, but I'm going to leave you with a song also from Number One in Heaven. This is Beat the Clock, and remember, you don't have to be weird to be wired. I will see you next time.
Sure. You gotta beat the clock. Mom just couldn't take no more. You gotta beat the clock. You gotta beat the clock. C'est pas facile, c'est pas facile.